Coming to you from the heart of Vietnam, this is Mr. Richard's ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Welcome one and welcome all. I am your host, Mr. Richard. Thanks for tuning in. This is the 31st episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, Western Names. We will review vocabulary and go over some of the finer points of names. If you'd like a transcript of this episode, you can find it at eslhcmc.podomatic.com. If you are looking for more information, exercises, and intermediate or advanced lessons, please contact either myself or Teresa Trung at eslhcmc@gmail.com. We have many extra lessons for privileged members and ask about our online lessons through Skype or in-person lessons if you are in Ho Chi Minh City. Okay, now on to our vocabulary lesson. So what exactly is a name? Let's find out. Your vocabulary lesson starts now. Name. A name is a word or set of words in which a person, place, or thing is referred to. Full name. A full name is a person's complete name, such as Barack Hussein Obama Jr. Legal name. A legal name is a person or company's complete name, such as the Coca-Cola Company. Proper name. A proper name is a person, place, or thing's complete name using capital letters, such as District of Columbia. Surname. A surname is the inherited name shared by family members, such as Jackson or Nguyen. Family name. A family name is another term for surname. Last name. A last name is a Western term for surname, usually the last name of a full name, such as Beckham. Given name. A given name is a personal name given at birth, such as Michael or David. First name. A first name is a Western term for given name, usually the first name of a full name, such as James. Christian name. A Christian name is another Western term for given name, especially if the name can be found in the Bible or is influenced by a saint, such as Teresa or Adam. Christened name. A Christened name is another term for a Christian name, especially if it is given at the time of baptism. Middle name. A middle name is usually the name between the given name and the surname, such as Hussein for Barack Hussein Obama. Nickname. A nickname is a shortened, friendly, or funny form of a name, such as Mike or Mikey for Michael and Dave or Davy for David. A nickname may also be a descriptive or unique name given to a person, place, or thing used with or instead of its name, such as Honest Abe for Abraham Lincoln or Sin City for Las Vegas. pet name. A pet name is a familiar name, such as Jimmy for James, or a private name, such as Honey, for a significant other, such as a girlfriend or wife. Moniker. A moniker is another term for nickname. Namesake. A namesake is one who shares a same name and a connection with another, such as the Ford Motor Company and its founder, Henry Ford. Also, juniors and seniors sharing a name. More on this a little later. Anonymous. Anonymous means not named, not known, or not identified. Pseudonym. A pseudonym is a fake or fictitious name, especially used by an author, such as Mark Twain for Samuel Clemens. Pen name. A pen name is another term for a pseudonym used by an author. AKA. AKA is an abbreviation that stands for also known as. Alias. An alias is a pseudonym or a nickname that a person is commonly known as. Stage name. A stage name is a pseudonym used by an actor, such as Marilyn Monroe for Norma Jean Baker. Nom de guerre. Nom de guerre is a pseudonym used by a participant in an activity, especially violent activities. An example would be Erwin Rommel's nom de guerre during World War II was Desert Fox. Brand name. A brand name is a name given to or in addition to a product, and this name is usually trademarked, such as Jacuzzi or Nike sneakers. Misnomer. A misnomer is a wrong or inaccurate name, such as jellyfish. Jellyfish are not really fish. Or a misnomer can be a replacement of a general term with a brand name, such as using the word Xerox instead of photocopy, or the word jacuzzi instead of the words hot tub. Screen name. A screen name is an alias used online, or it is a pseudonym used by movie actors. Okay, let's review. Name. Full name. Legal name. Proper name. Surname. Family name. Last name. Given name. First name. Christian name. Christened name. Middle name. Nickname. Pet name. Moniker. Namesake. Anonymous. Pseudonym. Pen name. AKA. Alias. stage name, nom de guerre, brand name, misnomer, screen name. So, how are names chosen? Well, there are many answers to that question, and most of the answers can be found in the distant past. Many names are based on ancient words and meanings. Most given names are based on words or phrases of ancient languages. Surnames were often used to describe social class or occupation, hometowns or areas of the home country, and even physical features or color. For example, Barak is based on the word for blessed in Hebrew. Hussein can be translated as handsome one in Arabic. Obama is a common African name, possibly based on the word for tall or crooked. Many common surnames once described a family's occupation, such as Smith, Shepherd, and Baker. Washington, Hamilton, and Lincoln are surnames that once described an area of England where the family started. Armstrong, Little, and Brown are common surnames that once described the appearance of the family members. Some Western surnames have prefixes. The prefixes Mick, Mac, and O mean son of or child of, and can be found in such surnames as McDonald and O'Neill. Sometimes the last part of a surname is the word son, such as Jackson and Jefferson. So both McDonald and Donaldson mean son of Donald. Western names can also have suffixes. Some suffixes are added after the surname when a full name is shared by two family members, generally a father and a son. For example, Barack Hussein Obama's son is also named Barack Hussein Obama. The older Obama took the suffix senior, abbreviated as SR period. The younger Obama and future American president was given the suffix junior, abbreviated as JR period. If more than two family members share the same full name, then Roman numerals are used as a suffix. The oldest family member would be given the Roman numeral 1, said aloud as the first. The next oldest family member would be given 2, then the next oldest 3, and so on for every family member that shared the name. This was very common in the royal families of Europe, so much so that the suffixes are more commonly known than their surnames. Queen Elizabeth II and King Louis XVI are examples of this. Both surnames and given names can also be based on words or phrases. Grant is based on the word for great or grand, and Richard and Eric are both based on old words for powerful. In modern times, it has become common for nicknames, rather than given names, to be used in informal and friendly situations. These nicknames are generally a shortened version of the given name, such as Dave for David, Rich for Richard, John for Jonathan, Kate for Catherine, Jen for Jennifer, Tom for Thomas, Mike for Michael, and Ben for Benjamin. Parents also commonly call their children by nicknames. Many of these nicknames sound cuter than the given name, such as Jenny for Jennifer, Tommy for Thomas, and Stevie for Stephen. Adding the sound E, spelled with a Y or an IE, is the most common way of making a name sound cuter. But, unless they prefer it, it is impolite to use these childhood nicknames when a person becomes older. It can be seen as an act of disrespect to do so without their permission. In some cases, however, a nickname is preferred over the given name, even in formal situations. For example, a young Barack Obama was known as Barry to his colleagues, and William Clinton is still commonly known as Bill Clinton. There are no rules in creating a nickname. Somehow, Bill became a nickname for William, Bob became a nickname for Robert, and Teddy became a nickname for Theodore. There's even a common nickname for Richard that makes me laugh because it is normally inappropriate to say. There are also no rules for when to use nicknames. It becomes a personal preference. Some people like to be called their nickname, even by strangers, while other people prefer their nicknames to be used only by their closest friends. If there is any doubt, play it safe and use the given name. So, what name do you prefer to be called? Your given name or your nickname? Did your parents call you by a nickname when you were growing up that they no longer use? Would it embarrass you if they used it today? Do you have a unique nickname that is not based on your name? Would you like to know the possible origin of your name? Then write us at eslhcmc@gmail.com to let us know. Our next podcast will be about idioms and expressions using the word name, and I will answer any questions that you send us from this podcast. I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and don't forget to write us eslhcmc@gmail.com. Check out our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Updates are now posted about twice a week. Thanks again for all your questions, comments, and suggestions. Keep them coming. Thank you for your support and donations. Without you, we couldn't give these free podcasts. This has been a Mr. Richards podcast. I am your host, Mr. Richard, signing off from Vietnam. Peace, love, and rock and roll.